Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our In the Spotlight segment. Now, billionaires in disrupting industries are reshaping the economy and performing more strongly than ever. That's according to a recent report by UBS and PwC. The 2020 Billionaire Insights report also found that in the space of a few months, billionaires gave more than ever before to efforts to tackle the pandemic, with 209 billionaires publicly committing to a total of $7.2 billion between March and June of this year. To find out more about the report, we're joined on the line today by Anuj Kagalwala, and he's a partner with Asset and Wealth Management at PwC Singapore. Anuj, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
So let's start off here in Asia Pacific, because the region continues to have the highest number of billionaires in the world. What kind of shift are you seeing in the sector for wealth creation?
So for this edition, we have covered more than 2,000 billionaires from 43 markets. This accounts for almost 98% of the global billionaire wealth. We have conducted 60 interviews with billionaires. And usually our study would end in the March of 2020. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we thought it better to extend the study till the end of July. So we do have numbers and observations on what happened as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic as well.
Right.
Now, coming to your question, Rachel, yes, APAC continues to have the highest number of billionaires, and we see a clear shift in sector-wise wealth. So our observation has been that billionaire innovators and disruptors in the tech and healthcare sector are pulling ahead of the pack. Basically, we see innovators are on the rise, and you see the geeks of the world, you know, the scientists, computer programmers, and engineers are actually the ones revolutionizing the industries at a much faster pace than ever before and disrupting the wider economy.
So rise of the geek in the billionaire sector, is that what you're telling us? Yes. So which particular sectors are we looking at when it comes to disruptors? We're talking about tech, healthcare tech. Obviously, healthcare is huge this year on the back of everything that's been happening with the pandemic.
Right. So when we look at innovators and disruptors, we try to see not just tech, but we also try to see whether technology or say robotics or drone technology or 3D printing has been used in other sectors. So we could have innovators and disruptors even in, say, manufacturing industry. We could have them in healthcare. So of course, the technology sector will have the highest percentage of disruptors. And the data shows that 94% of them are disruptors. But what is interesting to note is that there are some industries who are the least innovative and least of the disruptors. And those tend to be industries like real estate and financial services.
One of the headlines from the report said that these billionaires are reshaping the economy and performing more strongly than ever. What kind of wealth accumulation did you see?
For this, let's take a step back and look at the global wealth, how it has grown in the past decade. So the total number of billionaires in number have doubled in the last decade, and the total wealth has actually tripled. Today, where we stand, we have 2,189 billionaires with a total wealth of $10.2 trillion. This surpasses the previous peak of $8.9 trillion, which was reached in 2017. Now, if you look at it, where has the wealth creation happened? Actually, APAC is a significant contributor. So APAC in 2020 recorded 831 billionaires. This is about 38% of the global population. And what is interesting, Rachel, is that an overwhelming 81% of the APAC billionaires are self-made. There is no surprise to know that mainland China accounts for 50% of the APAC billionaires. And just for the interest of this audience, Singapore accounts for 3% of the billionaires.
Maybe you can drill down then when we're looking at Singapore and China. What areas are we looking at? How are these self-made billionaires accumulating their wealth?
So if you look at the growth in China, most of that has come through industrials and technology. Now, again, when I say industrials, that could have an element of innovation, which I have mentioned before. And if you look at Southeast Asia, we are looking at materials, consumer and retail, and healthcare sector. These are the areas where we have seen the billionaire wealth grow. And interestingly, if you look at Oceania, the growth has been largely in the financial services sector. But broadly speaking, we do see a strong influence of technology wherever there has been a growth, be it in China, Singapore, or the larger Southeast Asian market.
Basically, Anuj, you're telling me that I'm in the wrong industry. We're speaking to Anuj Kagalwala, partner, asset and wealth management tax leader at PwC Singapore. So Anuj, tell us, what impact did COVID-19 have on this year's numbers and trends?
Okay, so this is something personally I was also quite interested in knowing while the study was going on. We have seen COVID-19 accelerate the divergence between innovators and the rest. What we saw was that the tech and billionaire wealth rebounded a lot faster than the other sectors. So if you look at specific data and numbers, the rebound for tech billionaires was 41% from April to July. This was the rebound we saw in the stock market when the initial COVID crisis started, and then it bounced back. Healthcare sector rebounded by 36%. Industrials, which had a very heavy component of technology, rebounded by 44%. We compare that with financial services and real estate, we mentioned before as well. It rebounded by only 12 or 13%. So very clearly, COVID-19 storm has diverged the sectors. The technology-focused sectors have rebounded much faster and better than the rest.
So let's talk about gender as well. What kind of split did we see in are things changing? We've spoken about the rise of the geek. What about the rise of the girl?
Okay, interesting data. So about 8% of the billionaires in APAC are female, and this has largely remained unchanged. Even globally, the data has not changed much. It was 11% and it remains the same today. Some positive points, though, is that the APAC female billionaires' assets have expanded by over a quarter to US$270 billion globally. And this is lifted mainly by progress in Asia. Female billionaires in APAC have more than doubled from 26 in 2013 to 68 today. So this is what we have on the gender split.
Okay. So let's talk about what these billionaires are doing with their money. Are they putting it to good use?
The short answer is yes, and it's very heartening.
Okay, that's good to hear.
The data is very good. So you already mentioned right at the start, you know, about how much the billionaires are spending. Basically, our research has identified 200 plus billionaires who are publicly committed to about $7.2 billion just from March to June this year. And you should be mindful that this data underestimates the actual philanthropy that's going on. Because in most parts of Asia-Pac as well as Europe, when people do philanthropy, they will not talk about it or publicize it. In terms of how they are actually doing their philanthropy, we see them as financial donors. And in this case, basically just giving cash donation to different interest groups who need help. We see makers, and these are billionaires who have converted their manufacturing or production facilities to make PPEs or devices to fight the COVID pandemic. And the third category we see is billionaires who are targeting specific projects. And these would be people who have, you know, built production facilities for vaccines. When you look at philanthropy, yes, we have seen a clear pickup, but we also studied the data on sustainable investing.
Okay.
And what we found out, Rachel, was that clearly the younger billionaires interested in this space, females and millennials, are working towards sustainable investments. If you look at the average ESG score on the MSCI World Index, it's 5.2. But if you look at the top 10 billionaire controlled companies, their score is from 8.9 to 7.8%. So on an average, we do see billionaires doing as much as they can in the ESG space. And in philanthropy, we have started collecting data now, and we see a significant shift towards philanthropy than ever before.
Well, it's wonderful to end on a positive note in light of everything that's happening in the world at the moment. Anuj, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking to Anuj Kagalwala, partner, asset and wealth management tax leader at PwC Singapore, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.